Well, a maverick is very specifically a calf for whom ownership cannot be determined.
Or a calf doesn't.
It could be a grown animal that wasn't branded, but that would be rarer because most of them would be branded. So a maverick is usually thought of as a small animal, mainly because if it got much bigger, it would get a brand on it. Then you could tell whose it was.
What about horses? Where are they kept?
In pastures. You might keep a horse in a barn. If you had a very expensive riding animal, you'd keep it in a stable.
Is that different from a barn?
A barn would have more than just horses in it, probably. You might, if you had cows and horses and sheep and goats and whatever, you might put them all in the barn. But see, over here, barns are really not for animals much. Barns are primarily for all the farm equipment and the hay and the feed.
What do you call the upper level where the hay is stored?
The loft, the hay loft.
You ever use the word loft about a house?
Yeah, I would use a loft for a balcony type room that did not divide off completely from the lower story. In other words, a loft would be a room that, say, came out halfway up this wall and was open
inside the house.
I wouldn't use a loft for an attic room. Now, there were old houses, some old Texas houses had attics that you got to from an outside stairway, and they were called lofts.
Was the stairway on the front porch?
It's usually along the side of the house. Now, there were also two-story houses built in Texas for two families. And they would have an outside stairway that could be on the front porch and would be covered, so you got downstairs in the rain. But that wouldn't be a loft. A loft is a room like an attic where you would store things rather than people, unless it's a modern loft, which is like a room with no front wall, but just a railing, for instance, that overhangs part of a two-story room. So you could have a two-story living room with a loft over the kitchen, say.
What would you call a fenced-in area around the barn?
The barnyard?
Okay. What about the word lot? Do you ever use that?
Yes, but generally to me a lot has a more citified term. I would think of a lot, unless it were specifically in a farm context, as being a piece of ground that you were getting ready to build a house on.
What about the word corral?
Corral is purely ranch. You would never have a corral on a farm.
Does corral sound like W-U? I mean, does it sound too...
No, not really. I would definitely use corral if I were talking about the place where you wanted to run either the cattle or the horses for some specific purpose, like breaking them to ride or branding or something.
How big is the corral?
Well, ours up at the ranch is about as big as these two rooms put together, maybe 40 feet square, something like that. There are plenty bigger corrals than that. That's a small one because we only used it to bring in the horse to saddle it up to ride.
Do you ride?
I don't. My sister-in-law rides quite a bit and has a horse at her farm. And Bob used to ride when he was younger, but he doesn't ride much anymore. The horses all got so ancient and decrepit, you couldn't ride them anyway.
In the barn, it wouldn't necessarily have to be part of the barn, but a place where you store corn would be called
a silo.
Okay. What about the word crib, or corn crib?
I've heard that, but I've never seen one, so I don't know what one would look like. I have in my mind an idea of a corn crib being kind of a big wooden box with an open top that you would dip corn out of, but I've never heard anybody describe that. I have seen farms, and I have gone in barns where they had that kind of arrangement, but nobody's ever told me that was the